All right, fantastic. All right, well, thanks everybody for making it onto the call today. We have a lot to accomplish. We'll be joined by NetApp CEO, Grandmaster Stephen Oliver, in just a few moments. But just a quick outline on what we wanted to accomplish today. For everybody on the call, we have a few kind of additional bonus resources for you sort of at the end of the year to get a kickstart on 2012. So we'll be talking about that in about maybe 15 or 20 minutes through our call. We have a couple of videos that I'd like to be able to give everybody, a couple of resources to go check out that might be very useful for you over the holiday break, for you to be thinking about planning in the new year and so on. But today we have maybe three primary objectives, and one of our objectives today is to describe some of the big breakthroughs we've had in 2011. And there have been a few significant ones, to be honest. You know, the fundamentals of operating a martial arts school business, the fundamentals of operating this type of a business are very solid, and you know, the strategy doesn't change much over time, but certainly the tools and tactics change a lot over time. You know, with the emergence of social media and you know, email sort of becoming more and more challenging, but text messaging becoming very, very easy. You know, things like that. There are obviously always changes in the marketplace that we want to be aware of and be in touch with. And one of the great advantages that we have with our association, with all of our members, is that as a large group of school owners communicating and working together, we're able to get a sense of scope, a sense of, you know, what's working in different parts of the nation, what's working in different parts of the world. And in addition to that, with obviously Mr. Oliver, and we're operating schools ourselves all over the place as well. So we have not only the firsthand knowledge of what's working in the marketplace, but also all of our members. So it's a very useful group and strategy for all of us to be working together on. So today we're going to be talking about a few of the, you know, sort of big breakthroughs that happened this year that you can be, you know, and certainly should be using in your school to make a more prosperous 2012. We're going to be chatting a little bit about what we've been up to behind the scenes over here at NAPMA with all of our members, but also internally with our operating structure. And that's interesting. And how that relates to you, and some of the things we've been working on that will really benefit our members, especially our Maximum Impact members, as we're moving into the next you know, number of months and certainly number of years. And then third, we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the success stories that we've had this year, some of the really big improvements and revolutions in martial arts schools. In some cases, some businesses call them turnarounds, where, you know, there's a business who's really struggling, a business who's really sort of stagnated and stuck at a certain plateau. And what we've done, what it takes, and what doesn't work, frankly, to get them, you know, to transition their business into something greater, right? Something of more significance to the customer, more significance to the student, more significance to the community, frankly. So let's start off with number one. Let's start off with what some of our big breakthroughs have been for this year. And I've got two specific strategy pieces, tactics and strategy pieces for everyone today. But I also have one big operational breakthrough that we've had at NAPMA that I think is of high value to everyone. So first of all, one of the big breakthrough strategies that we've been implementing a lot of this year, and it's been very, very, very effective, is that sort of event and carnival and movie theater and, you know, large group promotion strategies, right? And if you're on the call right now and you're not exactly familiar with what I'm talking about, we don't have, you know, the opportunity today to go into ad nauseum detail on that particular topic. But there is a teleconference that we did about 3 months ago, I think it was in October actually, that you can go listen to. If you go to your NAPMA member section and you type into the little search bar on the right side, 250 intros, 250 INTROS, intros, it'll bring up a set of search results. And we did a conference in October on community involvement marketing strategies. And these types of strategies are where there's a large group of your prospective customers, a big group, meaning like a winter carnival or a festival or, I hate to say a parade, but, you know, a large gathering of prospective customers, home shows, kids expos, movie releases that relate to martial arts or relate to kids or whatever. And we sort of have been doing those types of activities for years and years and years and continue to. But every year, every time we do these types of things, we always, you know, make new discoveries. And this year's, I guess, big discovery, if you want to call it that, you know, sort of the breakthrough strategy has been just our underlying focus of collecting a lead live on site and setting an appointment immediately. So really the overarching strategy is we drive traffic to the booth, which you cannot take for granted. You have to drive traffic to the booth. You know, we're setting up that booth. We're using the spin wheel mechanism. The client, the customer, the prospect has to fill out the little slip, the little permission slip before they can spin the wheel, right? That's like their entry, you know, to be able to spin the wheel. They spin the wheel. Whatever they win includes a free, you know, couple of weeks of lessons or a free introductory course, however you want to define it. And then we're immediately setting up the appointment right then and there. So that piece of the strategy has been something that we've, you know, been experimenting with, and this year have really had a focus on, and it's really, really, really been successful. Again, when you listen to that conference call, you'll see one of our locations out in Fresno, California, which is a very challenging demographic, frankly. That location is generating between 250 and 300 intros per month just from that strategy all over in the community. So every weekend they have a crew, and in some cases two crews, two different locations, where they're out in the community, out at, I don't know, the farmers markets or, you know, the home shows and the, you know, big movie releases and things like that. And they're collecting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of leads and setting hundreds of appointments live on site. And there's a lot of artistry when it comes to getting those appointments to convert and things like that, right? But that has been one of our, I don't want to say breakthroughs because, you know, we've been doing that type of a strategy forever, but that has been one of the strategy tweaks for this year that I really wanted everybody to be up to speed on for 2012, but frankly for the rest of this year as well. Now, this is a second piece of strategy I wanted to talk about today. Before, you know, Mr. Oliver will be here with us in a moment. But, so anyway, just jot that on your paper. You know, large event lead generation and appointment setting strategy, right? So keep that in mind. That's something that is working very well for us. It's working very well for members all over the planet. And it's something that we should really have a concrete focus on in 2012. I'd love to see every one of our members have at least one big carnival like that every month that they're participating in, one big mass event where they can generate 100 or more intros just in that one day. Now, if we could just do that as an industry, as an organization, you know, it would be tremendous impact. Oh, it sounds like we have Mr. Oliver with us. We got some background noise there. Just that one strategy, if we could do that as an organization, just that one strategy would probably generate more leads, more prospective customers, more intros than most of the rest of the industry does in half of a year, much less a month. So that was kind of big breakthrough number one. I thought that would be very useful for everybody. Now the second thing I'll say about that before we transition our conversation here is that it's not too late. There's still 14 business days, or maybe 13 and three quarters business days left in the year, right? And every one of my P-Performer members and Inner Circle members I've been talking to over the last, you know, couple of weeks, we do our personal one-on-one coaching calls with them. Every one of them we have actively pushing to the end of the year right now. Right now is not the time to take your foot off the accelerator. Right now is the time to put it through the floor, frankly. And this week you will have every church in your community, virtually every private, in fact, every private school in your community, virtually every public school, virtually every daycare, will be having some kind of a Christmas or holiday activity, either this weekend or sometime next week. And those are exactly the right types of environments to do this type of a strategy. So right now, if you haven't already done it, this weekend you should have two or three of those things happening, right? Where you can have the booth and the spin wheel and the appointment and the fundraiser, right? So all of that stuff, it's not too late, right? We have 14 business days left, especially this next seven. Is going to be particularly fruitful for those of us willing to push to the end of the year. So I guess that was, Mr. Oliver, I guess as far as big breakthroughs go, that was one of the sort of significant steps forward this year, is kind of the congruent strategy for, you know, maximizing and leveraging these big events, these big kind of festival-type, movie-release-type events. Anything perhaps to expand on that?
No, I think that's good. The going back to what you said, Toby, is as far as the end of the year. See, what we know is, we know the day after Christmas, or certainly very early in the first week of January. It doesn't matter what market you're in, whether it's the adult market, adult male, adult female, fitness, Tai Chi, or the kids market. In all cases, it's one of those break points where people are looking at what they're going to do for the spring, looking at what they're going to do for the next year. In the adult market, you know, especially fitness related, I mean, everybody knows that they're, you know, making New Year's resolutions to lose weight, to get in better shape one thing or another. Parents are reviewing what they're doing with their kids and looking for, you know, ways to improve their behavior, improve their outcomes. So really the first quarter of the year is one of the very best times for enrollments, which means right now is a good time to be plowing, you know, plowing that field and to be generating leads and getting, you know, getting exposure. And clearly, immediately after Christmas, any kind of direct mail or foul pack or money mailer or rack cards and lead boxes and lawn signs, all the different things we know that are effective but inexpensive, and all the things we know that are effective and expensive. I mean, for years, the week after Christmas is when I turned the dial up on our infomercial, and I always was trying to get in third page, you know, inside right page on the TV guide or the back cover and newspaper inserts. Really, right after Christmas is when I was always dialing up all the advertising. Not so much right now, but certainly right after Christmas. The other thing is, as you know, with our Peak Performer Inner Circle group, is we're going to have a bunch of people do an extra 100,000, maybe 150, just in late November, early December, from the renewal blitz we worked through. And again, you know, the industry generally has thought that December is a hard time to have a big month, but the truth is, you know, I've had best cash month of the year every month, I mean, every year, for 28 years was December. And second best cash month was November. And that's because we do a ton of renewals. And, you know, if we had Jeff Smith on the call, I don't think he's going to be able to join us today, but, you know, he'll tell you he's had a lot of years where he does 20, 30, 40,000 just between Christmas and New Year's. So scheduling a bunch of big events and, you know, exciting activities and just taking that time to renew people back to back to back to back. So, I mean, you're right. You shouldn't be complacent about the holidays. You should certainly take time off with the family and one thing or another. But, I mean, this really is a month that we know is just phenomenal if done right.
Well, actually, even right now, I mean, this is something that has been kind of a common theme, I think, in my one-on-one calls with our People Forum members, a lot of whom have just gotten into the program. So they're sort of just, they've kind of been at a plateau for a while. You know, they maybe have been stuck at 10,000 a month or 15,000 a month or 7,000 a month for anywhere from a number of months to, frankly, a number of years. I've had the opportunity, you know, now we have a lot of new folks on the team, and more than I expected have been at that sort of a, hate to say it, but at a very mediocre plateau for a long, long, long time, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And one of the things that has been a common thread with all of us, and frankly paying huge dividends right now, is right now the market is not ignoring what we're doing. We're just not in front of them in the right way. Because right now the market is out there spending more money on their kids right now than will probably ever happen the rest of the year, right? I mean, we just have to get in front of them in the right way. And this community involvement strategy that we were describing, we're using that actively right now in churches, daycares, elementary schools, private schools, community groups, nativity-type festivals, you know, all sorts of these community festivals, and it's paying huge dividends. The other test of that is all of the schools that we work with, there are a number of them that are participating in, using, like, shopping mall kiosks right now as a sales tool. And all of them that I know of, the sales are very good this year. In fact, the one that I have the most experience with, we have data going back about 6 or 7 years, and this has been the best year in the last 4 or 5 years, right? So far.
Well,
so,
if you've been watching the data on holiday sales,
mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
what has been happening with Christmas this year so far, is that all the numbers are way up, and
exactly.
And again, it doesn't mean the economy has fully recovered, but what it does mean is those people see a lot of the spending gap there had been in the economy were families who, it wasn't that their income was down or that they were unemployed, it's that they had been convinced by the media and convinced by everybody else that they should be timid and shy and withdrawn and cautious. And finally what's starting to happen is they're breaking that barrier. So the online sales have hit new all-time records. The Christmas season so far, the Black Friday and related sales were new all-time records. So, you know, there's a lot of money flowing around right now. And the thing you've got to do is not, crawl in your tent, but especially renewals, as we know that this is a marvelous time. Hey, Toby, let's shift to another topic here for a second with everybody. Is you and I now have talked to, I don't know how many hundreds of members and a chunk of non-members, but I know that you're finding the same thing I am, is that over and over and over again, we're seeing schools that, and in the range of grosses, some of them are down as low as 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, but a lot of them are 25,000, 30,000, 35,000, 40,000. And what's happening is they're getting lots of information. I mean, just what we're giving a Maximum Impact member on a monthly basis, it can be to a certain extent overwhelming. And what you and I have found in talking with a whole bunch of members is that the difference between them growing 5 or 10% a year and them doubling their results in 12 months and doubling again another 12 months is really having somebody look over their shoulder, hold their hand, and help really with a coaching and mentoring process so that they really get the ability to hone in on the to-do list and to be able to see, I think of it as seeing the forest for the trees, is really being able to get the big picture on their school and implement. I talked to a member just earlier today who's new into Peak Performers, and it's a school that's doing $30,000 a month that if we had started working together a year ago, they'd be $60,000 a month right now. And we've had that reaction from our Peak Performer Circle over and over and over again. You remember Sean Harvey stood up in the middle of the room, slapped himself on the forehead, and said, "Oh, my God, I cost myself $250,000. And what he was talking about is he waited a year to think about joining the Peak Performers group. And the first year he joined, he added $250,000. We had our last meeting in Keystone, Colorado, and Dave Inman told us that he had added $250,000 to his school in the last 10 months. From the previous year, enrolled 52 students last month. But what I'm finding anyway, is that so many school owners, no matter how much information piles up on their desk, no matter how many good DVDs or web-based videos and teleconferences they listen to, without really honing in and having somebody work with them on a monthly basis, without having an open conduit to ask questions and to share ideas, and without having the ability to sit down with other school owners who may have been exactly where they're at a year earlier and have now added $100,000 or $150,000 or $250,000 to their gross, they're just not having the kind of results that they're happy with, certainly not the kind of results that you and I would see clearly that they could have. And it's one of the things we wanted to talk to all of our Maximum Impact members about is, you know, our mission, certainly my mission, and I know yours too, in 2012, is to show everybody how to add $200,000 their gross and keep $150,000 of it. And, I mean, truthfully, we're creating a bunch of you know, martial arts millionaires, but we also have a lot of schools that, you know, are struggling along, making a much smaller income than they should make and growing slowly, if at all. And certainly the last 3 years, if you weren't making radical improvements in your school, you were sliding backwards, because it has been, by anybody's estimation, a difficult environment in which to run a small business. What's your observation in talking to a bunch of members about that?
Well, I think that was probably number two on my list as far as the big breakthroughs for the year. One of the big breakthroughs, I think, for us internally and as an organization was a bit of the realization that you just described. And for everybody, maybe a little bit of perspective might be this. Before you had an active role in NATMA on a daily basis, you had a very successful private coaching program for just martial arts school operators.
Yeah.
And that was really just a high touch, working one on one with them, group meetings, throughout the year, et cetera, and had really, really, really good results. And I was a part of that for a long time. That, we were able to accomplish great results. And then, upon your acquisition of NATMA, we kind of took a look at everything and said, look, man, NATMA is delivering so much more content, so much more physical deliverables to the member, that God, they must be getting great results for their customers too. So, we're going to focus on that model, expand it and improve it and see how we can accelerate results. But truth be told, maybe 24 months ago, when we really started to take a hard look at the actual results that a member was getting, not just what we were kind of delivering, not the quality of the stuff, but the actual results that the members were getting, were really disappointed. How is it possible? And again, this is what I was talking about earlier. How is it possible that someone has been an NATMA member for 10 years or 15 years, and they're still stuck at $6,000 a month, or they're still stuck at $9,000 a month, and we both know that really there's,
or 10 years later they've gone from 25 to 28 to 29 to 30,000 gross, where with their knowledge base and with their location and everything else, they probably should be at double that.
Right, exactly. And that has always been our formula. The formula always has been, if you have, it's somewhere between $200 and $300 per student per month. So if you have 100 students, you should be minimally a $20,000 a month school. Mm-hmm. If you have 80 students, you should be a $16,000 a month school. If you have 200 students, you should be minimally a $40,000 a month school. And time and time and time and time again, working with school owners one-on-one, we've been able to accomplish that goal. And we were both very disappointed, and in fact this year it came to kind of a head, but very disappointed and frustrated that members weren't accomplishing those goals. And there are a lot of reasons for that. And frankly, the solution has been, and this is again kind of the big breakthrough for the year for us personally, the big breakthrough has been just a fundamental difference of vision in where we can go as an industry and as an organization. We absolutely know that we can get schools. Absolutely, beyond any shadow of any doubt. And I mean, we're talking about, you think your demographics are bad? We've been able to accomplish this with Dodge City, Kansas, and Paducah, Kentucky, and rural Iowa in the middle of nowhere, where there's like more cows than there are kids in the community.
Or even Fresno, which is a big sure. community, but it's worst hit city in California, worst hit state in the country on recession with 20% unemployment and mostly, you know, Hispanic migrant farm workers. So
exactly.
So there's another example.
Well, exactly. And I think here would be the metrics that you should be looking at. Look at your school right now. If you're not generating between 15 and 20 new paid enrollments per month, meaning they're paying you some kind of a down payment, at least a couple, $300, and they're not enrolling in the school, at least 15 to 20 a month, and your revenue is, if you divided your gross revenue by student count, you should be at least $200 per student per month. So if I have 80 students, I should be at, preferably, yeah, somewhere between 200 and 300, but minimally at 200. So if I have 80 students, I should be a $16,000 a month school. If I have 150 students, I should be a $30,000 a month school. If you're not at least at that threshold, right, we really need to talk. Because frankly, I'm honestly pissed off that we haven't been able to serve you at that level. Right, I mean, that's how I feel about it. It's how I feel about my students too. If I see someone who, you know, is a green belt and they just don't look the way I think a green belt should look, I get mad at myself. I don't get mad at the student, right? I get mad at the teachers. I get mad at myself. I get mad at the staff. How do we fix this problem? And that's really what our New Year's resolution is.
And maybe to hone in on that a little bit more, Toby, is. See, one of the things that I have found, many of the members that I've talked to, is they don't have an expansive enough vision of what they're personally capable of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And an awful lot of what we accomplish, and I think it's more the small group mastermind effect than anything else, is, you know, you sit across the table with somebody who arguably isn't as bright as you are and isn't as good looking as you are and doesn't have a location that's as good as you are and is in an area that's not as good as yours, and if they're doing double your gross and quadruple your net, it's very difficult not to start to believe that you could do much higher numbers than you're doing. And it's one of the things that I think has been really lacking in so many people that we're talking to is they're either use Nick O'Keefe's old term, sliding along laterally, or they're making incremental improvement, but my vision of what they could do is quadruple the net and probably a third less labor than what their vision is. And the small group mastermind effect that we've been bringing together helps really fix that. The second thing is just in terms of numbers of new students coming in, is, you know, like at our last meeting, you know, Sasha Williams has done 200 to 250 intro appointments every month all year. Dave Inman last month did 52 new enrollments. He's done over 130 in the last quarter. Eric and I are doing 30 to 35 predominantly adult men enrolled every month, predominantly from pure online sources. And we could go on and on and on. Robert Blum has been doing well over 25 enrollments every month consistently for the last close to a year. And so over and over and over again, we had just a lineup of people who were teaching how to get traffic from online, teaching them how to get traffic from community outreach activities, teaching them how to get critical mass, you know, and sometimes from simple, inexpensive things like rack cars and bandit signs and lead boxes and all that stuff, and other times from much more sophisticated community outreach activities or much more sophisticated online marketing or direct mail marketing. But the three components is, you know, almost nobody is maximizing the revenue per student. And so it's typical for me to talk to school owners with 300 active students grossing $30,000 a month or 100 active students grossing $8,000 or $9,000 a month when it should be 300 active equals almost $100,000 a month and 100 active equals $20,000 to $30,000 a month. Second, it's common for us to find is just not having the effect against their marketing that they should have. And you know, you and I both know transitioning from $100 average revenue per student to $200 or $300 revenue per student is a little complicated. Now, we've done it over and over and over with school owners, but it is a little complicated, and it really is where one-on-one coaching and one-on-one support is essential to not muck that up. But anyway, so let's go back. The primary thing that we all want for everyone who's a NAPA member is we want them to have dramatic, life-changing, attitude-changing expectations and then financial results in 2012. And we've set our mission to really, you know, break through and develop hundreds and hundreds of martial arts millionaires, if that's the right word to use. But many, many, many school owners whose schools are busting at the seams and whose bank account is flush because of it, and have created the program that we've seen over and over and over for years works to accomplish that, but it's not about dumping more information on your desk, and it's not about, you know, 12 more new flyer layouts. It's about really a focused look at your operation, a clear and templated way to get the average value per student up, a clear and templated way to massively improve your student retention, and a clear and templated way to improve your number of new students coming in every month. What would you add to that?
I think what you said is right. I mean, I hate to say there's no excuse. Here's the deal. I think you're exactly right. I think the belief structure is one thing that's extremely important. And again, when we're talking about, you know, revenue numbers and student count, things like that, you know, the mission isn't to go squeeze every last penny you can out of every student, right? I mean, that's really not the way to look at this thing. What it really is, though, is how can I serve this group of customers? How can I serve my student better? How can I serve them with such a high level of service, such a high level of what they're accomplishing, what their sense of what they're accomplishing is, that they're excited to be in a premium program, excited to be in something that can serve them at a higher level. And here's, I think, a reality that everybody really, really, really should face. If you're not going to serve your customer at a higher level, if you're not going to serve them at a higher level, someone else will, right? I mean, human nature is that they're always looking for the next thing. They're always looking for, you know, what's better. They're always looking for what's next. And you can either benefit from that or have that be a detriment to your business.
Well, to clarify that, it's not that they're going to go look for a different martial arts school. It's that they're looking to accomplish certain things in their life. And if you don't provide those continuing enhancements for them, they're going to look for other supplements or other mechanisms to accomplish those same things. And so I think it's rare for a martial arts school to lose a student to another martial arts school, but it's because the other martial arts schools are really doing no better. In fact, mostly are considerably worse than somebody who would already have, you know, be trying to develop themselves through NAPNA. But what they do look for is a parent now also enrolls their child in Sylvan Learning Centers or in Kumon or in hire a child psychologist or hire a counselor for ADD because you're not really accomplishing that at the highest level. An adult looks for cross-training and looks for career counseling and looks for a career coach and looks for nutritional counseling and on and on and on. So, you know, it's not that we're saying they're going to go look for another martial arts school, but oftentimes they drop out of your martial arts school because you're not serving their needs at the highest levels. You're just teaching them to kick and punch. Or they look for supplemental developmental activities because you're not providing that service at the highest level.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right.
But see, before we run out of time is, you know, the first thing for us to address is, not the first thing, we've addressed a lot, but you and I have talked to a bunch of school owners now. And, you know, we had a bunch of winners sit in the room in Keystone just a few weeks ago. And I'll tell you, some of the differences between winners and losers from having talked to a bunch of both in the last few months is the winners are looking for return on their personal time and return on their personal investment. And the losers are cheap when it comes to investing in themselves, investing in their school, and investing in their own development. And I think of that as zero-sum thinking. See, if it's me, one of the traits that served me well over the years is I've always been willing to invest in my personal development, invest in my business development, if I could have the expectation of a 5-to-1 or a 10-to-1 or a 20-to-1 return on investment, just as in marketing. If I was willing to spend $300 to get a student who's going to pay me $3,000 or spend $1,000 to get a student who might end up spending $5,000. But with your own school development, as we find people who are timid about growing their business to the next level, timid about investing the time and the money in themselves, are the ones that end up being losers. And it's in part, I think, it's zero-sum thinking. Is, you know, the school is doing, pick a number, $15,000 right now. No matter what your current gross is, all the money is accounted for, right? So you could be doing $40,000 a month, $30,000 a month, or $15,000 a month, or $7,000 a month. And it feels like there's nothing to spare. And then you look at something that's going to grow your school and grow your impact on the community and grow your net income. But then you go into failure mode and you say, well, I don't have whatever the amount is. I don't have anything to spare, so therefore I can't invest in that. And we all know as we grow, we're investing today for outcomes tomorrow, and especially as long as it's a pretty short term, for return on investment is that's what we're doing. So one of the things I've seen of the losers is evaluating all investments in their own personal development, evaluating all investments in their school's development as if it's a zero-sum game, as if it has to come out of the current gross rather than it's going to come out of growth and income. And so, you know, if I can invest an extra $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever it might be in a month and jump my gross by $20,000. Well, I mean, really what we're talking about is I'm taking action to grow my income by $15,000 or $18,000 a month, not that I've overlaid an expense. And so I see losers really focusing on the kind of zero-sum thinking and winners focusing on what to take in time and money to invest in themselves to grow their net income exponentially.
Well, yeah, it's and in part how they define what an expense is, and you know, it's kind of like that math thinking about it's what invariably happens in companies that fail when recessions hit, when economies get tough, right? I mean, if you take a look at the companies who have sailed through this, you know, difficult economy the most effectively, I mean, that's an overarching, way too broad of a brush to paint with, but there is a commonality, right? And those who accelerate their downward spiral is when your business hits a bump, and then you go try to cut investment from developing yourself and your systems, and then cut money from marketing, because that's all that creates money, right? I mean, it's money in, money out, right? That's what a business is, very simple, money in and money out. Well, what creates the money in? Well, the only two things that create money in the front end, number one is acquiring new customers. Number two is developing the skills to acquire new customers and how to serve them longer. So those are the two things that you don't cut. You go find other expenses to worry about, right?
To say it differently, across the board of corporate downward spiral failures, upward trend winners in this economy, is the losers cut their investment in their future growth. And so sometimes in big companies that's called R&D, but you know, honestly, it's in employee training development and product development. So winners invest more heavily. So if it's Nordstrom's, they invest more heavily in their employee training. If it's Microsoft or Apple, they invest more heavily in their product development. And then the second thing they invest more heavily in is they invest in their marketing efforts, as you said. And the martial arts school equivalent of that is the owner-operator investing in their own knowledge base and their own ability to develop their program, develop their retention rate with their students, develop their average revenue per student, and develop their conversion rate with students, and then investing appropriately and knowledgeably in marketing. And again, I'm sure you have too, but I've talked to a number of people who say, well, yeah, you guys talk about all this marketing stuff and nothing works. Well, lots of stuff works. It's just that if you don't know the nuances and know how to implement it, it's easy to do it poorly. I had a conversation back-to-back with two different people. One of them had just done an event and had gotten a 92 appointment. A different one had just done an event and explained to me it was one of their key marketing activities for the year and had done the event and gotten 0 appointments. The one that got 92 appointments got 180 leads on top of that. This one had gotten 32 leads and 0 appointments and explained to me how the economy was hurting their business. Well, it wasn't the economy. And after questioning a little bit, the one that had gotten 92 appointments at an event that was smaller with actually a little poorer demographic than the other gentleman. It's just that one had been taught by us how to maximize return. The other one, frankly, had gotten into a cocoon. And even though we're dumping tons of stuff on his desktop, it had gotten into a cocoon and wasn't seeing what other people were accomplishing and hadn't had to tune the tweak for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Toby, we're going to run out of time in a second. We do want to remind everybody that it's essential that we schedule a time and you or I personally go through and do a thorough evaluation to help show them what in 2012 is going to be the home run to grow their school. And I know that many people on the call have gone to that website we're pointing them at, apnea.com/private coaching session, and have opted in, but we still haven't scheduled an appointment. Others haven't done that yet. And it's, so if you go to apnea.com/private coaching session, there's a page there to help facilitate scheduling an appointment. But Bob Dunn is scheduling appointments for both of us. And, you know, in my case, you know, I'm available for 3 more days and then not until after the first of the year, but I think you'll be available most of next week. It's really essential to schedule that time. And there's, you know, no cost, there's no obligation. We're not trying to pitch you on anything. We just want to really go through your numbers, understand where you're at, and give you some perspective on some things you could do to grow your school. And so, again, if you've done that and haven't gotten an appointment yet, you know, please go back to that page. And there's an online appointment scheduler, there's text messaging, there's email, there's a phone number. But if you'll contact Bob, he can schedule a time for either for myself or for Master Milroy, and we'll really go through a thorough evaluation. The other thing is, see, so many members, it's not right for everybody. See, if you're really interested in only incremental growth, if you're at 30,000 now and being at 32,000 by the end of the year is fine for you, then probably this isn't the thing for you. Or if you're struggling along, you know, with a smaller school, doing it part-time, and are convinced that, you know, the world is bleak and there's no way you can make a living running your school, you know, this probably isn't for you either. But if you really would like to double your gross and quadruple your net in 2012 and would want to figure out how to really maximize your income relative to the number of students and how to really flood as many new students in the door controllable anytime you want to as possible, then in all likelihood the right approach is should be in the Peak Performers Group. And I know a lot of members really don't understand what the difference is, but, you know, maximum impact is about we're sharing lots of information. Peak Performers is not about more stuff. What Peak Performers is that we're doing personalized one-on-one support and coaching, and in a very interactive way on an ongoing basis. And we're doing small group mastermind meetings. Our schedule next year is we're going to be in Orlando at Disney. Then we're going to go to the campus of West Point to look at leadership development and how we bring that into the schools. We're going to be doing the Open Martial Arts Marketing Boot Camp again in August, which is part of the Peak Performers in Your Circle program, and then we're going to be going to Hollywood in LA in the fall. But the importance of those meetings is being able to sit in the room like last time was Robert Blum talking about how he'd done 112, I think it was, enrollments the last 90 days, how Dave Inman did 52 enrollments last month, how Tasha Williams has done 200 to 250 appointments every month all year, how Hi and Eric are doing 30, 35 enrollments every month from sure online sources, how Joe Berube doubled his results with his website, and how each of those people are really maximizing their student results, retention, and income. So it's a combination of personal support and small group mastermind with really the big winners in the industry. But if somebody really is looking for, you know, what you want to phrase in terms of a New Year's resolution or a massive continuation of their growth in 2012, if you're looking for big growth in your net income, big growth in your student quality, and big growth in your school development, that's the place to be. Is the place to be is with the Peak Performers group. And of course the next level is Inner Circle. And those are the ones. Peak Performers typically is about a 36-month curriculum that we've developed that leads people into Inner Circle. So truthfully, think of Peak Performers as NAPMA's version of the Black Belt Club. Think of Maximum Impact as NAPMA's version of the orientation program. And think of Inner Circle as being NAPMA's version of the Black Belt class. And now we have some advanced black belts and some first and secondary black belts in that class. So really, that would be the place that I think for any of the school owners who are looking for massive growth next year, where they should be. Toby, I know we have about 11 minutes left. Go ahead.
I think two things on that are really important. I think, again, you know, what we were talking about earlier, I think, is I think what you should be thinking about. If you're not currently generating between 15 and 20 enrollments, or if you are and you want to be at a higher level, and if you're not at least at $200 per student per month, I mean, at least, right? That's like a minimum foundational threshold. Then you really need, give Bob a call. I mean, literally, like right now, he's at the office just kind of waiting. I mean, you know, he's always on the telephone. But his direct line is 727-540-0500, extension 202. And if you do get his voicemail, leave him, like, your cell number or whatever, and he can, like, text message you back and get an appointment set up. So if you're not at least at those thresholds, then we really want to chat with you before the end of the year, because it is our very deep commitment to get our members, the people who are entrusting us with helping them with their school, to the next level. And it's much, much, much easier for us to be able to do it, where we can really look at your numbers, we can really look at your current operation, we can find out exactly. You know, it's like a doctor trying to diagnose a patient over the telephone. It's a little bit complicated, right? But if you can really get one-on-one with that doc and they can, you know, ask the right questions and start looking at the right measurements, this thing becomes much, much more satisfying for you, right? Much more effective. And then the second thing is, so 727-540-0500, extension 202. And if you do get Bob's voicemail, just, you know, leave him your mobile number and everything, and he'll get back to you. And the second piece of that, I think, that you said, Mr. Oliver, that is really important, right, is this really is, you know, what we're going to do next year to take the industry to the next level, right? We're going to lead from the front. We have a group right now of about 100, and we really want it to be a group of about 200 top-flight school owners who really want to focus on their business next year to double or triple it, right? And it's not, you know, it's not how do you add a new program to your school, like a Little Ninjas or a Cage Fitness or any of that stuff. Because frankly, almost all of that stuff just overcomplicates your business and doesn't really get you the financial results that you're looking for until or unless you do all the stuff that we're building. You know, you got to fix the machine. You really want to have the machine operating at full potential. Then when you stick on an add-on or something like that, the thing can produce some better results. But anyway, a long story short is, if next year, if that's your mission, if right now you're at 10 or 15,000 a month and you really want to be at 30 or 35 or 40, then this is the right idea. If you're at 30 or 40 and you really want to be, you know, at 70 or 80, then this is what we're talking about. So I just think I wanted to reiterate that. And again,
the other thing not to skip over is we have a lot of schools that I'm working with that are 50 to 100,000 a month. That, I mean, truthfully, I mean, the only person in the industry who's specialized in and really had replicatable results over and over and over again is me with working with schools at that level. And, you know, we again have, you know, schools like Eric Savarge, who's doing 65 or 70,000 a month and now is in the mode to get to 100. And it's so important when you get to that level. And again, the expense of having that support is so minimal in comparison with the return on investment. It's just silly not to be involved at that level. So at the higher end, I, you know, Toby, when we went to Washington, D.C., maybe as the last segue, is, you know, having you know, lived there for many years or for a few years, and knowing all of the old crew there, is we ran into school owner after school owner after school owner, and I've talked to a bunch of them recently, who are stuck in a rut, and I think don't even realize it, who, you know, were 5 or 8 or 10 years ago were pretty sophisticated relative to the industry. And we have been going so fast and accelerating in the depth of knowledge and skill set so fast that many of them have been left behind and don't even realize they've been left behind. And I think at that level, we do have a chunk of our members who really are way under maximizing where they're at, and with a little bit of support, could add you know, $250,000 to their net and reduce their headaches. And you mentioned some of the other, you know, add-ons, but you know, so many times what we're doing is we're paring down the amount of stuff that somebody is doing and helping focus on the primary thing that's going to grow their income and simplifying their lifestyle. Improving their lifestyle and dramatically improving their income.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Well, the last time, I mean, we really only have like 6 minutes left, but I think the last thing I think is really important for everybody to consider is that this thing that we've created, this ability to work one-on-one with school owners and really, you know, put them together in a real way, really models exactly what you have created in your martial arts school. It's created the same type of an experience, the same type of a transformational experience where you're in a class with people who are just like you. You have the ability to observe and watch the ranks above you, and you have a competent mentor, you know, helping the class through its movement, right? And it's an amazingly transformational environment, and that's exactly what we've created with this. And it's unfortunately the one piece that we can't create by mail, right? You know, obviously the toolkits and the things that we're delivering are fantastic and really help, you know, a lot of schools grow to the next level. But what gets them through that next plateau is that classroom environment, right? Being able to see people, like you said, sitting across the table that haven't been born under a lucky star, you know, that are just like you, and they've accomplished the things that you're on the path to accomplish. So you have models to model. You have people to collaborate with and people to observe. And I always remember myself, you know, I worked my way up to being a pretty top-level competitor, and the only reason that happened was as a white belt, I got to sit in the back of the class and watch John Bloom, the red belt, and watch what he did, and watch his foot position, and watch how he, you know, what watched his timing, and those types of things. So it's exactly the same type of an experience. And I think that's what's vitally important.
Well, and just as the last thing, because we got to run, is, I mean, nobody has to take our word for this. First, I would make sure that you go back in the last couple months, really listen to the interview with Dave Inman, listen to the interview with Robert Blum. listen to the interview with Penny Patassi, listen to the interview with Joe Borucki. And those are four of many examples of people just in the last 12 months who have made outrageous improvement through what the process that we're talking about. And, I mean, we're happy to give you as many references as you want. Listen to the interview with Eric and Hi, and look at the cover story in the recent magazine. But you don't have to take our word for it. Go look at all of that. But let's schedule an appointment to talk quick, because we are putting together the team for 2012. We've got an incredibly exciting agenda for 2012, and we've got an incredibly powerful peer group. So you don't want to miss out on that. But, again, give Bob a call at Extension 202 to schedule an appointment. Also go online and catch up on my book and on the little video that we have there at NABNA.com/private coaching session. And with that, Kobe, I think we've got to run.
Exactly right. Well, thanks so much, guys, for all your help. Thanks for the time. And we'll speak, if not next week, in the new year.
Thank you.